Ray Solano and Don Welch from People's Pharmacy are here with you this afternoon, and we welcome our first guest, a special guest. He is a board-certified cardiologist, has written a great new book called Death by Calcium, Proof of the Toxic Effects of Dairy and Calcium Supplements, and we welcome Dr. Thomas Levy to KLBJ. Doctor, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Well, glad to be here.
Well, Doctor, maybe you can give us a brief overall summary of your book, Death by Calcium, and then after the news break, maybe you can, we will be able to dial into go into some specifics about some of the items about calcium that we really need to know about.
Okay, sure. Well, certainly it's true that you need calcium. It's vital for life. But what most people don't know, and actually, unfortunately, most docs don't know, is that although you lose a lot of calcium from your bones as time goes on, osteoporosis, osteopenia, you're gaining it in your tissues at the same time. So all older folks, and I don't mean older folks, I mean like 40 years of age on, have too much calcium in their body. And as it turns out, calcium is highly, highly toxic once you get beyond the necessary level that you need for normal cellular function.
You know, that's something that people didn't realize. They think calcium is always their friend, but you're just saying is in high levels, it can go into all your joints and all of your arteries, right?
Absolutely. And I would emphasize not that high a level. The thing is the dairy industry has done a great deal and a great job marketing its product, but when you have a lot of dairy as a regular part of your diet, and God forbid you're taking calcium supplements as well, you're getting a calcium overdose. And the statistics show that you have a greater chance of death from all causes because of it.
And with that, we'll pause just for a moment, a quick news break, and then right back with Dr. Thomas Levy, who will drill down, as Ray suggested, on some of the popular misconceptions about calcium. And Dr. Levy will set us all straight on that. And, of course, we're taking your questions along the way. 512-836-0590. Stay with us here on KLBJ.
Let's talk about your healthy choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy, People's. We have room for you now at 836-0590 or toll free 877-590-KLBJ.
Thanks for being with us here on KLBJ, your host from People's Pharmacy this afternoon, Ray Solano and Don Welch. And our special guest in this segment is Dr. Thomas Levy. His new book is Death by Calcium. Dr. Levy is a board-certified cardiologist. And in this segment, Doctor, we want to specifically take a look at some of those top misconceptions about calcium that are listed in your book. And I think, Ray, you've got the first one.
Well, I think, Doctor, you explained the first one is calcium is good for you. And I think you explained earlier that it does have its role, but taking too much can be dangerous. And sometimes it doesn't have to be all that much. But the second one is really something that big misconception is that you need to eat dairy products to get enough calcium. And people think that if you cut out dairy, because we have a lot of people that just can't take any, that have allergies to casein, and we tell them, you don't need any milk at all. And they look at me and they go, well, I need it for my bones. Maybe you can go through that misconception for us.
You know, this one, as best I can tell, has been completely created and sustained by the dairy industry. And gosh, I think as long as all of us can remember, you know, milk does the body good. You never outgrow your need for milk. And most recently, got milk. And it's literally been imprinted not only on the population, but on docs as well, that milk is not only an important nutrient, but an essential nutrient. And it's simply nothing further could be from, there could be nothing further from the truth. Milk gives you a regular calcium excess. If you look at things from just a pure biological point of view, milk is created by nature, God, if you will, to take care of the very young when they don't have any other food source, the suckling infant, the suckling animal. But after that, there's no model in the animal kingdom to sustain the reason for human beings continuing to treat milk as a beverage. Now, dairy, on the other hand, is a little bit different because a regular milk drinker is going to take in vastly more calcium than somebody that has a little cheese every now and then or a little yogurt every now and then. And also, you add to that the fact that butter and cream are fats, and they don't have that much calcium in them, even though they are dairy, and those things should be taken ad lib. But bottom line is, we're not deficient in calcium, and even if we were, dairy is not the way to go.
Well, your next misconception is that if you have osteoporosis, that means you have a calcium deficiency and you didn't drink enough milk and you need to take calcium supplements.
Well, what osteoporosis means is you have, amongst other things, deficient in your bone, you have a deficiency of calcium in your bone. And they just assume, they are meaning the public and docs, that if you're deficient in the bones, you must be deficient everywhere in your body. But in point of fact, the people that are most osteoporotic have released the most calcium from their bones. Some of it gets excreted, and a lot of it gets deposited in the tissues and starts to get inside the cells in excess amounts. So it's actually the patients who are most osteoporotic, especially if they've been encouraged to drink dairy and especially if they're taking calcium supplements, very little to none of that calcium is going to go in the bones, but it's going to go into the rest of the body. And that's also because the etiology, the reason for osteoporosis, is not calcium deficiency. Calcium comes out of the bones as it oxidizes, just like smoke comes out of a fire. Okay, it's a byproduct of the excess oxidation that takes place in the bones. Osteoporosis really develops due to a localized scurvy of the bones. You don't have enough vitamin C and other antioxidants in there, and you're not able to utilize nutrients properly. You can't synthesize the collagen that's needed inside the bone to give it strength, and the calcium is just one part of that whole complex.
Well, you know, that's important. We're going to come back to the vitamin C discussion in just a second. I wanted to get the other big misconception is that bone density, when you get those bone density scans, that people feel that is your bones are actually stronger because there's a number of prescription drugs that the bone density scans actually look better.
Well, what happens when you take a bone density scan after ingesting a large amount of calcium over a protracted period of time is you do get a definable increase. We shouldn't say in the bone density, we should say in the reading on the bone density scan, because even though the scan reading is now higher and everybody wants to believe, well, that's because more calcium is in my bones and therefore my bones are stronger, in point of fact, it's been very clearly delineated and defined that when you get an increase in bone density due to calcium supplementation, you don't have stronger bones and you have not decreased the chances of osteoporotic fracture, which is presumably the whole reason for taking the calcium in the first place. So if you've not decreased your chances of osteoporotic fracture, you've cosmetically improved a test, just like putting a coat of white paint on a rotting fence. It looks better, but it's going to break just as easy. And at the same time that you've not helped that problem, you've put calcium throughout the body and increased your chance of heart attack, cancer, and all the other chronic degenerative diseases.
You know, also you mentioned that vitamin C, it plays a role here in calcium. But, you know, a lot of times people, the way they get their vitamin C also has a lot of sugar, especially like in fruit drinks.
Yes, and I guess what people should realize is that since we don't make vitamin C in our livers like a lot of other animals do, we don't come close, not even close, to the amount of vitamin C we need for normal daily metabolism from any type of diet you could put together. I mean, you could eat oranges from now until the cows come home, and that's not going to give you adequate vitamin C to deal with all the oxidative stress that comes into your body on a daily basis. It is not going to give you adequate vitamin C to keep and repair osteoporotic bones, which it can do, it has been shown to do, if you take it along with other important supplements that we may or may not get a chance to talk about.
One of those supplements I would like to ask you about that's real popular in the supplementation industry now is the K2 and K3 added to for these calcium absorptions.
It wouldn't be the K3. K3 is prooxidant and has been used in some cancer protocols to help kill cells, but you're absolutely right about the K2. And also, when you take enough K1, there's an interconversion that sustains your levels of K2. But yes, it has been absolutely established, well established, that K2 is very important for secreting the proteins that are needed to maintain a lack of abnormal calcification throughout the body. So vitamin K2 will help mobilize abnormal calcifications, calcium deposits where you don't need it in your bone, in your arteries, in your organs. And we do see that calcification often accompanies malignant transformation. So, yes, K2 is very important. If we don't get a chance to discuss them, the big four I like to talk about are magnesium, vitamin C, K2, and vitamin D.
Well, that's a good note to begin to wrap up on. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Levy. His book is Death by Calcium. Now, when you say the big four, Doctor, run those past us one more time. Magnesium.
Well, one thing about the big four is each one independently, think about this as a mono supplement, decreases your chance of death from all causes. That's pretty impressive. So magnesium is a natural calcium antagonist. It's good to take it in the form of magnesium glycinate, although other forms can be taken, usually several hundred milligrams a day. Vitamin C, anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 grams a day, depending on the form that you take. Vitamin K2, the dose there highly varies. And vitamin D, very, very importantly, needs to be taken. Only important supplement that I know of with regard to blood levels. You need to take vitamin D so that you get a blood level from 50 to 70 nanogram per cc, which is an easy test. And this is important because too little vitamin D, you have increased osteoporosis. Too much vitamin D, you have increased osteoporosis. So you can't just take vitamin D willy-nilly or just decide you don't want to deal with the hassle of not taking it or taking blood, because low is bad for you and high is bad for you.
Well, we see that in a lot of supplements as well, that there has to be a middle road. You have to be tested, and it's important to have a relationship with your practitioner. And these are strong supplements, and it's important to know what your levels are.
No question about it. A lot of supplementation is done willy-nilly, and it's very, very important to have a healthcare practitioner who is interested and knowledgeable about supplements, and not just some doc who thinks supplements are completely unimportant. Obviously, you need to find the right type of healthcare practitioner to work with you, answer your questions, and help you find the best regimen for your long-term health.
And with that, we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Thomas Levy is the author. The book is Death by Calcium, Proof of the Toxic Effects of Dairy and Calcium Supplements. Doctor, we so much appreciate your time today. Good luck with the book, and thanks for being with us on KLBJ today.
Okay, thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.